This is The Blind Truth with Anna Tyler on RNIB Connect Radio. Anna is the chair of RNIB, and in her personal blog, she takes a wry look at living a colourful life with limited sight.
February the 24th, 2019. What's happening now? Colette was showing at the Flicks. So a couple of friends and I found ourselves navigating our way around an enormous windswept rooftop car park in a tiny car. The cinema beckoned. At the ticket office, an adolescent made me an offer like no offer I have ever been made before. Would you like to make use of the audio description facility that is free? I don't know why it's never occurred to me to try this before. Imagine, you can go to the cinema and just as you might have naturally leant into the ear of your friend and asked what's happening, a voice pipes up in your own ear. Missy is bearing down on Colette in an act of passion. All you have to do is put them on and the description will automatically start when the film starts, said the youth. The excitement mounted. Nothing happened, because the youth had not switched the headset on, and we were probably not the first people who couldn't work it out as we fumbled about in the dark. I leant in to ask my friend what was happening. It's a sex thing, I can't really say, she said. I don't know who was more surprised, my friend at being asked or me, because I never had her down as coy. On the way out, I sniped at the man who used to work in the clothes shop down the road and now served popcorn at the Everyman. You need to turn them on, he said in a tone that pointed out my failings. I tried, I said, but nothing happened. Look, he said, like this. Presumably he was demonstrating. Your colleagues said they were on. All I had to do was wait for the commentary to start. Everyone knows how to switch them on. And he barked at the team behind him. No, came the reply. I'll give you your money back, he said. Reviews for the Green Book looked good. Now I was the passenger in an enormous car that had yet another long-suffering friend trying to park and in an impossibly small parking space in a tiny car park. At the ticket office, a fuzzy-faced teenager asked me if I'd like to avail myself of the audio description. I said I would. All you have to do is pop them on when the film starts, he said. Do I need to turn them on? You don't need to do a thing. They're good to go. Just enjoy the film. As the opening scene began, the static in my ear got louder, and then it died. This time I didn't even need to lean in to ask what was going on. My companion, who had not felt the need to offer any commentary up until this point, leant in and hissed. He's been in a sauna. He's having sex with a man, and he's going to get caught, and he's going to get beaten up by the police. The point of audio description is not to anticipate the consequences of the action, but just to describe the action. What's happening now? I asked. I told you, the police have arrived. At the till, the fuzzy-faced youth said, and how was that for you today? They didn't work, I sighed. After a bit of close examination, he announced they were broken. As he printed out the voucher for two free tickets, he said that, well, to be honest, they never work anyway. It didn't surprise him they were broken. I might use my vouchers to see a film that has had excellent reviews. Let's hope the audio description works this time. The film is Can You Ever Forgive Me? I'd say that depends.
To subscribe to Anna Tyler's blog, The Blind Truth, and read her latest posts, go to theblindtruth.co.uk.